Sachas Vavavra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hay. Koifenoi soy libnois beishar videles lechatur. A chatur that is jointly owned by two or more people, and one or two of them want to build a gatehouse together with a door so that outsiders can't come into the chatur, they can force the rest of the people living in the chatur to chip in for it. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer lo kol hachatzeros ruyos lebeishar. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel argues, he said not every chatur has a need for a beishar. Only a chatur near a Rishus Haram, a public thoroughfare, needs a beishar so that the people walking in Rishus Haram won't come into the chatur. In such a case, they can force one another to chip in for the beishar. But a chatur that is not near a Rishus Haram has no need for a beishar. If one or two of them want to build one, they would pay for it out of their own pocket. If some of the townspeople want to build a wall around the city together with doors and vaults, they can force all the townspeople to chip in for it. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel argues, he said, not every town has a need for a wall. Only a town that is near a border needs a wall so that the enemies won't capture it. In such a case, all of the townspeople would have to chip in for a wall. But a town that is not near a border has no need for a wall. If some of them want to build one, they would pay for it out of their own pocket. Kama yehe be'ir, v'yehe ka'anshe ha'ir. How long a person living in a city has a din like the rest of the people in the city and would have to chip in for taxes and for the wall that is built around the city? Shnei Masar Chodesh, after 12 months, he has a din like the rest of the people in the city and he has to chip in for taxes. Karnaba be'ira harehu ka'anshe ha'ir miyad. If he bought a place to live in the city, then immediately he has a din like the rest of the people living in the city and he would have to pay taxes. This is referring to other things besides stucca. As far as stucca is concerned, after a person is living in a city for 30 days, he has to chip in for stucca funds. Mesachas Baba Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Ein cholkin et hachatur ad sheyehe arba amos lezeh, v'arba amos lezeh. Two people that jointly own a courtyard, they both share in the entire courtyard. Now one of them wants to make a split so that each one would have a specific part of this courtyard. He can't force the other guy to split unless they would both have four amos square after the split, plus four amos in front of every entrance that they have leading into the chatur. If they would have less than that, then the other guy, it cannot be forced to split as he would prefer to share in the whole chatur. If they both jointly own a field where produce is grown, they can't force one another to split unless they would both have nine kabin after the split, which is an area of about 3,750 amos square, enough land to grow a saw and a half of produce. Less than that, it wouldn't be worthwhile for him to work on this field, and therefore he would prefer to share in the whole field. Rabbi Huda Omer, Ad Sheheva Tishas Chatzoi Kabin Lezeh, V'Tishas Chatzoi Kabin Lezeh. Rabbi Huda says, unless each one has nine half kabin after the split, which is four and a half kabin, then they cannot force one another to split. Rabbi Huda doesn't really argue with the Tanakhama, just in the place where Rabbi Huda lived, the land was more fertile, so therefore, in a land of four and a half kabin, you can grow the same amount as you can grow in a land of nine kabin in the place where the Tanakhama lived. But lo es agina ad sheheba chesi kav lezeh, v'chesi kav lezeh. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Beit Rova. If they both jointly own a garden, they can't force one another to split unless after the split each one has half a kav, which is about 208 amos square. Rabbi Akiva argues, and he says, if each one would have a quarter of a kav after the split, they can force one another to split. Below is a traklin, below is a moron, below is a shovach, below is a talis, below is a merchat, below is base habad. Ad shehebehem kedelezeh, v'kedelezeh. If both of them jointly own a traklin, which is a large room that could be used for an event, or if they both jointly own a palace, or a chicken coop, or a cloak, or a bathhouse, or an olive press, they can't force one another to split if they both share in the entire thing, unless after the split they would both have a significant amount. Zach Klau Koshi Echalek Lishmo Lav Cholkin Vim Lav Ein Cholkin. The general rule is, if after the split it would still have the same name that it did before the split, then they can force one another to split. But if not, they can't force one another to split. For example, if they jointly own a palace, and the palace is big enough that even after it is divided in half, it would still be considered a palace, then they can force one another to split. But if it is not big enough that after it is split, it would no longer be considered a palace, they can't force one another to split, as the other guy might prefer to have a share in the whole palace. Amosai, this mindset ain't name, wrote, Abu Bisman Shishneim wrote to them, Afilo Papakas Mikan Yachlok. When do we say that if it is not big enough that would have the same name after the split, that they can't force one another to split? That if they don't both want to split, only one of them wants to split. If they can split up the palace or any of the other things mentioned. Now, even if only one of them wants to split and it is not big enough to have a significant amount after the split, still, he can tell the guy, Goad or Ugad. He can tell the other guy, his partner, that either buy off my share or let me buy off your share. That he can force the other guy to agree, and the other guy would have the choice either to buy the other guy's share or to sell off his share. But in a case where it is too small, he cannot force the other guy to split. B'kitzvei HaKodesh, af al pi sheshneihem rotzim lo yachloku. If they jointly own Kitzvei HaKodesh, a scroll which has Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim written in it, even if they both agree to split, they are not allowed to split, as this is not respectful to the Kitzvei HaKodesh to split it in half. This is if they want to split one scroll that they jointly own. But if they jointly own a number of scrolls, they could split, that one of them would take a few and the other one would take a few, as long as they don't split one specific scroll in half.